Tonight's Shir Simakuf Samech Zayin, Siv Te Zayin through Chof. Siv Te Zayin. Ein Habotseya Rashai Livtsoya, Ache Yichla Amen, Vipi Rov HaOnim. The one who is saying the Baruch HaMotzi is not permitted to cut open the challah or the bread until most of the people sitting there respond Amen. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Peidal. Ena Batsiya V'chulu. Hainu im hu motziya midecho vasam ba'bracha. This is if he is being motzi them with the bracha, he's not allowed to do anything until they say Amen. Sifkan Pehe Amen Pi Rov V'chulu. Shegam anias Amen Mechal Brachahi. The reason he has to wait for the Amen is that the Amen that they respond is also part of the bracha. So why doesn't he wait for everyone? Aval hamiyat hama'arich and yosim yidai. The few that take a long time to get out their amen, and Sirach LaHamtin Aleh, does not have to wait for them. Shekol HaMarech B'Amen Yosim Yidai, Einu Ela To'eh. Anyone who takes too long to say the amen is actually making a mistake. So he waits for the average person to finish saying amen, which is most of the people, and then he can proceed with cutting up the challah. Se'if Yud Zayin, Habotseya Poshet Yado Techila Lekar Le'achol. The one who is given the honor of cutting open the bread is also the one who gets to take the first serving from the serving platter. If he chooses to delegate and give over that honor to someone greater than him, he's allowed. The one who says the bracha, he's the balabayas. Or if he's not the balabais, he's the one that was given the honor to cut open the chal and say the bracha. Sifkan peizayin poshet v'chulu. He gets the first serving. The kivan shacholkulo cover the varach techila, since they delegated him this honor of being the one to make the bracha first. For v'levtzaya lehotzi hamasubin, and he says the bracha and he cuts it open for others who are there. Roi the chabdo sheyifshod yodu lekar techila. So it's proper to give him the honor of being able to stretch out his hand to take the first serving from the serving plate. Se'if Yudches, Habotseya Nosein Prus Lefnei Kol Echot. The one who cuts open the bread puts down a slice in front of each person. Va'echa Notel Prusa Biyado, and then the others at the table will take their piece from the table. Ve'en Habotseya Nosein Biyata Oichel Elam Ken Hoya Avel. But the one who cuts the bread does not place the slice directly in the hands of the others who are eating, because that's the practice that we do for a mourner. Persa tzion biyodeha. Tzion spread out her hand. Remez leprusas hamotzi shenoistim biyodo b'shas avyos. It's an allusion to the hamotzi, the piece of bread that is placed in his hand at the time of avyos. Mishtabur sifkan pechas, habotzea nosein. The one who cuts the bread puts slices in front of the others at the table. But he should not throw the piece of hamotzi bread on the table before the guests. Even if the food will not become unfit by throwing it. As is clarified in Simakuf Ein Aleph. But furthermore, kivan shepruses hamotzi havi b'zayin mitzvah. Not only is this food, it's the piece of bread for hamotzi. So it's a b'zayin for food to throw it, and it's a b'zayin of the mitzvah to throw it. Sifkan peites. Hoya avel, the mourner, receives the bread in his hand. U'b'shabes, but on Shabbos, paris over kedarko. The avel gets this piece like anyone else. We don't want it to appear like a public display of avelus if they put the bread in his hand. Sifkan Sadi Ramaz the Prusas Hamotzi. It's a hint to the Hamotzi, the Pasuk Persa Tzion Biyodeo. Mashma De'en Roy Lassus Kain Kshenu Avel. The implication is this is only what's done for an Avel, and it's improper when it's not an Avel. Though Lisra Mazli, we don't want to give a bad mazel. So, therefore, we do not put bread in the hands of others. You put it down and they pick it up. So, if you test, mi she'enu oichel, eni yachol levarach b'rachas hamotzi lehotzi ha'oichlim. Someone who's not eating himself cannot say the bracha hamotzi for others. Aval ha'ketanim yachol levarach afal pi she'enu oichli mohem. But for children, he can make a bracha for them, even if he's not eating himself, k'dei lechanchem b'mitzvos, to train them in mitzvos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Sadi Aleph. Eino yachol levarech. A person cannot make a bracha for someone else unless he eats. Afilu ein hashemia yachol levarech b'atzmo, even if the one listening cannot make the bracha himself. You cannot make a bracha for that person without eating. Sifkat Sadi Beis Birchas Hamotzi, the bracha of Hamotzi cannot be said. V'adin b'chol birchas hanen. It's not just birchas hamotzi, it's true of any bracha on food. The davka birchas hamitzvah, only when we say brachas for mitzvahs. Shekol Yisrael Revim Zeh B'Zeh, that we say each Jew is responsible for the other. V'kashe yachaver lo yatzi yidei ha-mitzvah havekilu hu lo yatzi. So when his friend is not fulfilling the mitzvah, it's as if he's not fulfilling the mitzvah. Mishum hachi yachal lo hotzi afilu hu kavai yatzi yidei ha-mitzvah. Therefore, he can make a bracha to be motzi someone else, even when he himself was already yatzi. Ma'ashe ein came of yachas ha-nenin, as opposed to brachas on foods. Sha'af al-pi she'en choy va'al ha-nenin levarech, even though it is an obligation to make a bracha before enjoying the food, to also the henos me'ol mezeblo bracha, it's forbidden to benefit from this world without a bracha first. But he still has the option of just not eating and not making a bracha. He's not obligated to eat. Therefore, the one who's not benefiting, he's not considered obligated in the bracha for the next fellow who needs a bracha. And look at where min ha-Torah, I should be able to bench for someone else who can't bench, even if he didn't eat. But with Rabbanu, we say no. Unless he ate, he should not bench. Sifkon Sadi Gimel, Avel the Ketanim v'chulu. But for children, he would be able to make a bracha even though he is not eating himself for chinuch. V'afilu Ketan da Alma, even children at large. She'ein chinuch amutu alav midin. It's not his obligation to mechach them. It's not his children. Gam ken mutu levarach imahem. He could still make the bracha with them. Kishevotzim lehenos, when they want to eat. V'ein yoidim levarach imatzman. They don't know how to make the bracha for themselves. The Koshkin Kishem B'nei Beson, certainly when it's his family. The Gedolim, as far as adults are concerned, Afilu B'nei Beson Namilo, even his own family, he cannot make the bracha for them if he's not eating. Se'if Chof. Afilu B'Shabbos, Shuchayov Le'achopas, even on Shabbos, when he's obligated to eat bread, Lo Yivorch Lo Chaver B'Yachas Hamoitzim Eino Ochel. Someone else should not make the bracha hamotzi for him if that other person who's making the bracha isn't going to eat. For those shor levarach la'acherim, and he cannot make a bracha for others, af al pi she'eino toem, even though he doesn't eat, ela birchas hamotzi de matzah b'lo bishno pesach or birchas yayin l'kiddush, with the exception of hamotzi, when a person eats matzah the first night of Pesach, or the bracha berpia gofen on wine for kiddush, bein shalayla bein shiyom, whether it's for night or day. So on Shabbos, you don't have an allowance to make hamotzi for someone else who doesn't eat. And the rule that you can't make a bracha for someone else unless you eat yourself is across the board with two exceptions. The exceptions are going to be the bracha of hamotzi for matzah at the Seder and the bracha for wine at kiddush. The Ramah concludes, V'yesh le'echol ha'pusa shabot saleh kon she'echol pas acher. He should eat a piece of the bread with which he made the bracha. That's the one he should eat before other bread. She'nechel sate'avon, in order that it should be eaten with an appetite. V'mishum chib of mitzvah, that's making the mitzvah dear. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Sadidah, Dafilu b'Shabbos shuchay v'chulu. Even on Shabbos, when people are obligated to eat a su'uda, you cannot make hamotzi v'salm if you don't eat yourself. This refers to all three meals. The Avshem Chov, all of them are an obligation. We don't consider that obligation as a mitzvah. Rather, it's an obligation to benefit from the Shabbos meal. The mitzvah itself doesn't create the obligation. Because let's say he enjoys fasting. In Tzorech Lechol, then he doesn't have to eat. We learned this in Simon Reish Peches. Al Kein Heim Bechlal Shabbos, and therefore the bracha hamotzi at each of the three Shabbos meals are like any other bracha on food that only one who eats can make the bracha for someone else. Se'if katan sadihei, af al pi she'eino toe, even though he doesn't eat, he can't make a bracha with the exception of matzah leil Pesach. Vu'adin, keshkar kiyam mitzvah achilas matzah, kiyam shal yayin, so that means even if he already fulfilled the mitzvah of eating matzah himself, he already made kiddush on wine, he can make the bracha for someone else. V'atam b'chol zeh, the reason for all this, the birchas kiddush v'achilas kazayis matzah, he michovas ha-mitzvahs. The bracha of a kiddush and eating a kazayis matzah is actually an obligation of the mitzvah. She choiv ala adam, it's an obligation on the person. And therefore, this is included in the rules of arvus, responsibility one for the other, like we said before. For them, below aleph, ubeis the sukkahs. The same is true for the first two nights of sukkahs. Shuchay lechol kazayis pas besukkah, where you must eat a kazayis of bread in the sukkah. Yochal gamkin lehotziu api she'inu toyim ba'atzma. He can make the bracha hamotzi for someone else, even though he himself is not eating. Sifkan sadivov bein shayom kiddush by night or day. The ikar niskan rak la mitzvah, because the kiddush was instituted for the mitzvah. V'lo b'shulhanah, not for personal pleasure of enjoying the wine. V'akein bracha zohi b'chlal shar brachas ha-mitzvahs. Therefore, this bracha is included in other brachas ha-mitzvahs. The kaimlan afabi sheyotze motzi, where we say, even though he was already yotze, he can make the bracha for someone else. Sivkaran tzai zayin, koydim b'chulu, he should eat from the piece of bread that he used for the ha-motzi prior to other bread. Kasav Shalom. The Shalom Kodesh writes, Shagam Yishayim min Prusas Hamotzi Ma'at. He should leave over a little of the Hamotzi, Sheyochel Acha Achilaso, to eat at the end of the meal, Kadesh Sheyishor Tam Hamotzi Befiv, that the flavor of the Hamotzi should linger in his mouth. Ein Lahachel Abayim V'Oif, one should not feed an animal or bird, Olokusi or Nanju, he pruses hamotzi from the piece he makes the hamotzi on. Omei achaticha shenogaz ba chatichas hamotzi, or the piece that's touched by the piece of hamotzi. Hanu de me'osa prusa shechotach mikon me'lechem shalem, meaning the slice that you cut from the whole loaf, chotich achach min osa prus chaticha tal hamotzi, you cut from that a small piece for hamotzi. V'gamosa prusa le'echlem, so either side of that, either the rest of it should not be given to the animal or the non-Jew. She'ein kavod b'zeh ha-mitzvah. It's a lack of kavod for the mitzvah.
Even the leftovers?
Not the leftovers of the loaf, of the slice that he used to eat for the hamotzi.